Okay, welcome back to the Maybomb Perspective. I am your host today, Reagan Williams, and we have
Andy Higgins.
Andy Higgins, one of Maybomb's great agents. Thank you for joining me here.
Thanks for having me.
Studio today. This is going to be fun.
I hadn't been on this end yet, so
I'm a little nervous. You've been doing your own podcast, right?
Yeah, so we've done two podcasts. We had the first one, we didn't have any audio, so we had a great 53-minute session, but we had trouble with the audio. So working on getting those folks back in, but our second podcast was about a better Belize, and it was awesome.
So, awesome. Good. Well, for those listening, go check out Andy's podcast.
They're on YouTube, and it's also, you can find the link in my Instagram.
Good. Right. Well, I'm glad you're using the podcast studio.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I
think it's going well. So for anybody else wants to join in, you can go to the Maybomb intranet and check that out and get in on it. But today we're going to talk about some interesting stuff about how you have gone from just being a salesperson to a business owner. And we're talking about how the mindset matters when it comes to building a business. And so, you know, here's the problem, Andy, that I see that a lot of agents have is that, you know, you think of yourself as a salesperson. And when you think of yourself as a salesperson, you really kind of get stuck in your business, right? So this is what salespeople do. They chase the next deal. That's all they want to do. I'm chasing the next deal.
Totally.
And you ride this roller coaster of good months and bad months. And it's hard to make sure that you're kind of leveling out your business. And, you know, salespeople are always asking, like, where's my next commission check, right? Sometimes you meet these people, you can smell their commission breath, right? It's like, that's all they're seeking, right? But you know, here,
well, you want to come off as a, people see you as a salesperson. So you always want to be in that mindset when you're in the public, but, and that's tough too. But like you said, you don't want to reek of commission.
Right.
So
the mindset shift we're going to talk about today is, you know, when it comes down to the successful agents, the ones that really thrive year after year after year, the ones that we aspire to be.
Right.
Right. They don't see themselves necessarily as just salespeople. They see themselves as business owners, CEOs, really. Right. So the one shift that changes for a lot of agents is really everything that you can trace back to their success. And that is, you know, what their business model looks like, how they treat their day-to-day routine, all the things that, you know, a good business really, really thinks about. So it's not just working for the next transaction. It's really about growing your business. So let me ask you this question. So in your career, this long and storied sold you so Andy Higgins business that you built, you know, when do you think you realized that to be successful, it was not just about selling houses, but it's really about running a business?
So I think it comes with after a few years of experience, because you do have, there is a lot of trial and error in real estate, especially the first few years, but it becomes evident, or it did to me, that to have long-term success, you had to treat it as whether that client was buying a $50,000 house or a $5 million house, you have to treat them all the same. And reason you should treat everybody the same, right? But those relationships are your longevity. It's that person is going to tell a friend, a family member, and that's how you grow your business,
right?
Or at least that's how
that long term approach to it's not about the transaction on the table today.
The money will come.
It's about that relationship that you need long term, and not just for them and their transaction, but their family and their friends, and not today's deal,
first time home buyers are going to, you know, their family's going to grow. They're going to need that next house, or their parents move here.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that one client is crucial to long-term success.
That's right. Relationship building is key, and treating your business like a business and not just a sale is a big difference.
That's how I see it. Yes.
So the difference between salespeople and business owners too, the way I look at it like this. So salespeople, you know, you wake up in the morning and you ask yourself, like, where am I going to get business today?
Right.
And so maybe you're just, you know, it's really reactive. You're waiting on somebody to call you, and you're doing some prospecting. You're just trying to, you know, find where it is, right? Business owners, though, I mean, they're waking up saying, how am I going to build my pipeline today? What systems am I putting into place that are going to get me where I want to go? How am I reinvesting my income, my commission dollar back into my business so that the next month, the next year, the next 5 years from now, I'm still winning, right? I'm still being really productive. So, I mean, what do you think it takes to look like a business owner rather than salesperson?
So you always got to be open to new opportunities. You know, this podcast recently was something that was presented to us from management, and we saw it as an opportunity to create content, possibly engage with new clients, re-engage with past clients. One thing, like you were talking about being a business owner, is being open to new ideas, because in this business, the landscape is always changing, right? What's your website look like? What are you doing? How many calls are you making? That sort of thing. So it's just planning ahead and, like I said, being open to new opportunities and new way of doing things.
You think the daily routine, being a business owner and really thinking through not just the actions for today, but what I need to be doing to set this up, you think that's different for you as you've kind of grown through the business?
Yeah. So, you know, once I was able to hire an assistant, which later turned into essentially somewhat of a partner, because she's licensed as well. So we're kind of a team. But once I was able to do that, to me, that helped me concentrate on growing the business. Like you're talking about, being sure our pipeline was full, or what's your 3, 6, 12 month plan. And it's tough to have you can't have a plan for everything, but you know, what's your new construction look like? What's your investment properties look like? What's your resale clients look like? You should always kind of have,
You mentioned the new construction, investment, resale. You know, it sounds like what you're focusing on is really diversity in your business model, right? It's not just about one kind of thing. And so, I mean, you've done really well over the years about having a great resale business, always having some kind of new construction in there, working with investors and things like that. So, I mean, you've done a lot of that back
when
to your...
When the market changes, currently, right now, our resale market is not quite as strong as it was, right? But first-time home buyers, investment buyers, new construction are still doing great. Resale's doing good too, but the volume in the resale market is not what it was.
Right. So having some diversity, but really that happens not by accident. Like, you've got to spend time building out all that kind of diversity in your business, which is hard. And I think for a lot of agents, you know, making the transition or that shift in mindset from I'm just getting up every day as a salesperson to being a business owner, it's difficult. I mean, if you're not careful, you spend your days kind of reacting to everything. We know in this business, a lot of it is just reacting to what your clients do. But, you know, we've got to, instead of react, we've got to be leading our business, even if it's just us by ourselves, right? If not, you spend your time, you answer your texts, you drive across town for showings, you're putting out fires all day. And you look back and I've spent 50 hours working this week and I haven't grown my business one inch.
You can spend your entire day dealing with the same contract that you've had for the last month, 2 months, whatever it is, each day, rather than trying to create.
Yeah. And I think in salesperson mode, right? Instead of business owner mode, in salesperson mode, it feels busy. It feels productive. Right. But you're like in survival mode and that burns you out. So making this shift into I'm a business owner, I've got to really control my business. So, I mean, for you, what do you think the hardest part for you in really becoming a business owner has been, instead of just reacting to whatever happens during the day?
Well, you want to spend your time wisely, just like you were talking about. What's the smartest things to be doing? You've got to put your hands on your inventory, your clients, for sure. But, you know, are you going to your civic clubs? Are you going to those functions that you can meet new people? You know, and when you're going, are you really going? Or are you just there? And I struggle with that, you know, but that's one of the things this year that I've tried to do more. if I'm going to do something, I want to try to be more engaging, make a contact, you know, and then follow up on it.
Your time is really valuable. I mean, you know, if you're going to attend an event, that's an hour. For you, that's an hourly cost to you, right? And that needs to be worth it to show up and to do that. Yeah. You know, I think business owners think differently than your run-of-the-mill salespeople. Right. And I've got kind of three things that I've written down. I want your opinion on them. So one thing I think business owners do better and differently than your run-of-the-mill salespeople is they have a plan.
Right.
So they know their numbers. They know how many sales they've had. They know what their income dollars were, what their expenses were.
It's tough to look at this year.
It's tough. But also they know, how many people does it take for me to get to the numbers I want? How many conversations or things do I need to do? How many leads do I need to have? So they plan.
Right.
You think that's been helpful for you in planning out?
It has, for sure. And, you know, each day there is some routine things that I try to do, you know, simple things like look at the hot sheet every day. That sounds very simple, but when you look at the hot sheet every day, there is something on there that you could touch base with a client, a past client. It creates that conversation piece to then go out and make a good call rather than, I'm not the guy that's going to make 100 calls a day. It's just not me. I'm going to make a handful of them, but there's going to be a reason.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's a better way to try to connect.
Yeah. Because I think this, you know, great leaders and business owners have a plan.
Right.
And sometimes people wait to plan until they're motivated.
Right.
But my belief is that activity breeds motivation.
Right.
So the simple thing, like you said, looking at the hot sheet
will
motivate you because it's going to spark something in your mind to reach out to a past client or talk to somebody. And so just these even micro habits, if you will, of things you do every day, but it's not accidental. Like, I've planned to do these things, and that's kind of gets you where you want to go. So I think good business owners, they have a plan.
Yeah.
So let me get number two. What's your thoughts on this? Okay. So I think good business owners protect their time, right? A CEO, think about if you're leading your business from a CEO level, you don't let anybody else run your calendar.
Correct.
Right. So you carve out time for prospecting, lead generation. You have a strategy around things that you want to do, and you don't let others control what you do with your time. Right. I think that's what really good business owners do, is you have your plan and you stick to it. I mean, has that been something that you've found to be true?
Yeah. Like you said, each day in real estate can change, but you have to have some core things each day that you've got to attack, or you've got to, because it's easy to, you know, spend your time doing whatever you want to do other than real estate, but you got to stay.
Because what's one of the biggest things that we hear from people that get into this business? I want to be in the flexibility, the freedom. I can set my own hours, all that kind of stuff. Well, you end up setting your own hours to be non-productive,
right?
So you've got to have a plan, and you've got to run your own calendar. I think the third thing is, I think so many people miss, is you've got to reinvest. So good business owners reinvest, right? So
that's a big part
mindset,
of it.
Right? Salespeople spend their commission check. Business owners ask, how can I reinvest this into marketing, coaching, leveraging my brand to grow my business? And I know you've done a lot of that. Can you talk to us kind of how you've reinvested into your business?
Sometimes to a fault, you know, but again, like we were talking about, not being scared of new opportunities. I think you really have to look at technology, social media, all the avenues that we have. At some point, those are different tools in your toolbox. And if I were to spend every dollar that I made, I wouldn't be able to grow my business because I wouldn't be able to take the opportunities to try the billboard or to try the new website. So you got to save some.
Yeah, you do. and save something for a rainy day.
Right.
Because I mean, you've been in it long enough. You've seen the big highs and the big lows, and
we're going through it to a degree right now. You know,
Well, let's, for those agents that are listening, let's give them some practical steps to jump into. And so I'm gonna throw these out here again.
Okay.
three steps.
You have tough questions.
So yeah, three steps. So So I grew up in the home of a Baptist pastor. And so every, you know, every sermon came with like 3 points and a story.
Okay.
So I'm doing the 3 points thing today. So let's get practical. I think if you want to run your business, we talked about knowing your numbers.
Right.
So step one is run your numbers. For anybody listening today that is like, how do I transition? I think that's a good place to start is understand the foundation of what your business is. What's my income? How much is it?
What's it going
to cost to get me there? Yeah. Correct. What's it going to get me there? So I think that's one thing. And so if you don't know what you don't know, so if you don't know your numbers, you can't run your business.
Right.
So that's one thing. Step two, own your calendar. We already talked about that, right? So you've got to be able to own your calendar, block time. If you've been to any of my small groups or sales meetings, right, I talk about blocking time all the time. So block time for lead generation, follow up, skill building. You've got to show up to stuff and learn. You block time. So, you know, one thing I see too is, and I'm curious what your perspective is on this. So you set times for block time for lead generation or for certain things that are core to the business that I cannot grow my business if I'm not doing this. But then we react to the day and we let other people take that stuff away. I think it's important that you recognize yourself as the most important client that you have. It's you, right? And so I've got to have specific things that are non-negotiables for me. And so owning your own calendar, is that something that you struggle with? I think a lot of people struggle with.
I totally do because if the mindset too is if somebody calls, you got to be there, right? So I'm guilty of running around sometimes days where, like you said, still dealing with the same contract or same problems, but really try to be proactive in the fact that using your time as wisely as possible and saying, you know what, that I've got to make time to get those core things done, and then the other stuff will fall into place.
Yeah. Good. Well, so the third thing is reinvest. We've talked about that before. Yeah. You know, I think that's the thing that a lot of folks miss is you've got to decide the percentage of every commission that you're going to reinvest in.
Sure. Yeah. There's you could look at it percentage wise, you know, there was, and again, you guys have been helpful in that part as well as agents have grown. We've had, Jenny, Samuelson, shout out to her. She's been very helpful to a lot of agents with helping them with their finances and things like that, because we are self-employed. You're going to have to pay taxes and marketing dollars. How much marketing dollars should you spend per how much commission you're making?
Yep. So the last thing I'll say about this is I want our agents to hear this, right? So we need to think about this. Remember that you are not just a salesperson. You're the CEO of your own business. That's something to think about. You're the CEO of your own business. Right. And if you don't run your business,
you work for yourself.
Nobody else will do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, you work for yourself. You don't have to come in today. That's not the mindset to take, but, and the flip side of that is you are your own boss, but you got the buck stops here.
Yeah.
You got to handle it.
So in that vein, if you could give advice to a brand new agent or a seasoned agent who's really struggling with this idea of really creating a business, what would you say to them about making this mindset shift?
Let's see. What would I do? What would I say to a new agent? You asked me that earlier and I still hadn't been able to give an exact.
Can I give you while you're thinking about that?
Because there's several things.
There's one thing I'll say, very simple. It's something that you do and so many of our successful agents do is show up to the office, right? So that's a habit. Showing up to the office and having a routine is one thing, right? And then blocking some time, I think, is another thing too that so many folks don't do.
So many agents, and they're extremely successful, but it's just not a model that I've seen consistent success from. I feel like you've got to show up. Because as soon as you show up, there's nothing bad that's going to happen from going into the office, right? You're going to engage with a coworker. You're going to hear about a listing. You're going to hear about a deal you're going to have that interaction. Again, it'll lead to something. And if you're there, you're going to make those calls. If you're at home or somewhere else, I just...
It's distracting.
I feel like I would be distracted.
And yeah, and it doesn't work for everybody to come into the office building.
But you know what? I think it's a good thing. One of the biggest things is showing up. It is. It's
even if you're showing up,
kids, right?
Yeah. You got to show. And even if you're not showing up here to the Maybaum building, right? But showing up to your office, having a place where you do business, I think is key. So as we wrap up, you know, I think I kind of want to give a challenge to everybody. Yeah. You know, this week on the Maybaum Perspective is. Every morning, ask yourself, am I waking up today as a salesperson or a business owner? And I think write it down on a sticky note, put it in your car, put it on your mirror, is that I am a CEO.
Yeah, I love it.
Right?
You're exactly right.
And if you catch yourself in survival mode where you're just reacting to everything and you can't really get in self,
the problem is that happens when agents are at their busiest, is we become very reactionary. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something we all got to work at. But in those times, that's when you really could be growing your business even more.
Yeah.
Is because when you are busy, you've got something to say, you've got something to show for it. Double down on it and it'll lead to more.
Yep. Exactly right. And to kind of sum it up is I believe, and I think that your business and so many others at Maybaum's businesses prove that the agents who build careers at last are the ones that think like business owners. They think like CEOs and not just salespeople or order takers. So one last question before we close. What would Andy Higgins today tell the Andy Higgins of 15 years ago? About mindset.
Like you said, show up. Don't give up. Keep going. And as soon as it, because it gets tough. I mean, the first couple of years are tough, and it's tough right now, but don't give up and take people's advice. I know it gets old hearing other agents say things, but really and truly, I learned so much from other people that have been doing it longer, and I tried to model myself after a lot of them. I don't know if that really answers
the question. That's great. But, well, Andy, thanks so much
for
being on this episode of the Maybaum Perspective. Guys. Thank you everybody for listening in. See you next time.